to understand a society, its social and political issues, an excellent place to start might be its popular music. To find out what matters to people, see what they're singing about and listening to. It's true today, and it was certainly true of 19th century America. The University of Michigan Library will soon be able to make a treasure trove of 19th century American popular sheet music available to musicians, students, and scholars. Kristen Castellana is the music librarian at the U of M Library. Your team is going to be cataloging and digitizing a staggering amount of sheet music. How many pieces are we talking about and where are they from?
Well, the collection altogether has over 100,000 pieces of music. We estimate about 115,000. The current project that we just got a grant for includes about 30 to 35,000 because it's such a large scale project. It's going to take us a lot of money to do the entire collection, so we're going to be doing it in phases. So this is phase one.
And whose collection is this?
This is the Thomas Edison sheet music collection. This came from the Edison Phonograph Company. Thomas Edison had employees of his gather sheet music from music publishers and music stores across the country in the beginning of the 20th century. And he was collecting this music so he could go through it to pick out the best music to make recordings of for the American people. You know, as a scientist, he had this very empirical approach to choosing music. He collected as much as he possibly could, and then he had pianists who worked for him who played through the pieces, and he or his staff would mark the music fair, good, no, or record this with so-and-so. It was really a very strange approach, but resulted in this amazing collection.
I guess that is a staggering amount of sheet. I'd be surprised to hear that many titles were around right now to think that he had been able to go back and get these. And how far back do they go?
The earliest pieces come from the 1790s, and the collection extends up through the 1920s. Music publishing really took off in the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
After the Civil War.
Yes, yes. So that's when the bulk of the collection comes from. But the part that we're going to be working on in this current project goes from the earliest music up through 1870.
And I suspect that would cover a lot of material that we might not know, where I suspect at least there'd be some passing knowledge of some of these titles from the 1880s, 1890s. We might have heard of some of those. Chances are we probably don't know titles from 1800.
Absolutely. And this was ephemeral music, so it doesn't exist in a lot of copies. What's special about this collection, it's not just the breadth and scope of it. I mean, it is special because it is just so large, but it's also special because a very large percentage of these pieces, we're estimating up to maybe as many as 75% of the pieces, haven't been documented in other collections. By cataloging and digitizing this music, we're really opening up a substantial portion of a repertory that's never been seen before.
Oh, so that'll give the rest of us a chance eventually, once the musicians get a hold of it and be able to create something with it, give us a chance to hear things that nobody's heard for centuries.
Exactly.
What was on the mind of songwriters in this era? Because we're talking about from the late 1700s up to around the 1850s. So what was on their mind?
Everything. That's what's so special about this music, is that it's very much a reflection of society. You see a lot of very serious issues being broached, political issues, temperance, women's rights, wars. The Civil War is depicted in a large number of songs.
What kind of political issues?
All sorts of political conflicts. Cuba, a song that sticks in my mind, was called Get Out of Mexico. And then when it comes to the Civil War, we see a lot of songs that talk about the loss of people's fathers, brothers, sons, the return of men from the war with injuries. A song that sticks in my mind was called Old Arm Goodbye, and very graphically depicted the amputation of a soldier's arm. A lot of very serious issues were brought up.
Were there abolition songs as well?
Definitely.
I would imagine.
Certainly. In fact, we see a lot of ideas about race. throughout the music, often very distasteful attitudes, not just towards blacks, but towards immigrants of all kinds. You can really see a shift in attitudes when you look at the music in the 1830s versus the 1890s. For instance, the assimilation of particular immigrant groups like the Irish into society and how depictions of them changed from one era to the next. It's really interesting. A lot of serious issues are broached, but at the same time, a lot of very frivolous issues come up. You know, it's popular music.
Yes. Are they singing about love? And
oh, absolutely. Lots of love songs, domestic life, fads and trends of the day, inventions, you know, industrialization. And there were songs about oil, songs about electric lights, you know. So any new thing that came about, people jumped on it. You know, they wanted to be current.
Two things that I think of the 1800s was the westward movement and also industrial America that rose after the Civil War. Were those kinds of themes also found in popular music?
For sure. We definitely see industrialization. Like I mentioned, all sorts of industrial themes come up in these songs. It's really fascinating.
I'm kind of interested then, when do you expect some of this digitized sheet music to be up and available, and where will people be able to find it?
We're going to be starting our project this summer. For the next 2 years, we'll be working on this first phase. The digital scans will be available through our catalog, but also through places like Google Books and the Digital Public Library of America, places that are accessible to the general public. And this music is all in the public domain, so there's no copyright concerns. We can scan it, and we could put it on the internet for anybody to access. So that's the really exciting thing.
Kristen Castellano, music librarian at the University of Michigan Library, where they're going to be digitizing a monstrously large collection of 19th century sheet music. Thank you so much, Kristen.
Thank you for having me.